From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Business feeling better?
Yep, a little bit. Business sentiment continues to improve, albeit slowly. This is the ANZ New Zealand Business Outlook as our monthly benchmark on business sentiment around the country. First up, Mike, I just want to acknowledge something. This is a factor a bit hard to quantify, but it's the political environment. Now, business sentiment historically improves under a centre-right government, and as the probability of that occurring has increased, that could be having an impact on these business sentiment readings. We don't really, I mean, you can't, as I said, you can't quantify it, but it's definitely there in the background. What were the headline numbers? Headline business confidence improved to plus 1.5 from minus 3.7. Now, it has very rarely visited numbers above zero since 2017. It was briefly above zero in 2020. Businesses' own activity reading, that was stable at 10.9, but there were significant differences between different industries. So manufacturing and services, they were positive. Agriculture, definitely not. Activity indicators in general slipped a bit. An important one, inflation expectations did fall slightly, so we are still moving in the right direction, but we've got quite a long way to go until we're within the RBNZ sort of 1-3 target range. That inflation expectations now sitting at 4.95%, so finally under 5. Just looking at some of the detail of the survey, quite a mix of outcomes when you look at down there at the detail. To give you a feeling, cost and pricing expectations rose, so that's moving in the wrong direction. 65% of firms in the retail sector expecting to raise prices. That was at 54% last month, so it's gone up. Maybe exchange rate related, not too sure. The falls across the various activity indicators were pretty mixed. Export intentions have eased. Could be greater awareness of that sort of soft economic activity that we're seeing in China. To try and sort of wrap it up, I suppose, what's the conclusion? The economy is patchy. Mm-hmm. Activity is waning. Bit of a red flag in the construction sector. We know that the housing market is warming up. That sector is forecasting higher costs, so that's a bit of a red flag for inflation. ANZ still believe the RBNZ needs to hike one more time. That is not a universal view, though. There are differences of opinion on
right,
that.
The warehouse, so we'll come to the Weet-Bix, I'm sure, but it's really the others, not the warehouse, not the red sheds that are the issue. Is that right?
That's right. So just quickly looking at the results first. Group sales grew to $3.4 billion, up 3.2%, but a weak profit result. So adjusted earnings were down 56%, so it's quite a lot, to $37.5 million. So they've got higher costs. Think wages and a weaker gross margin. They're the culprits behind the weaker profit margin. So they were having to sell more product on promotion, so discounting to clear inventory. You're dead right. The red sheds were the highlight. Sales up 9.6% there. When times are tough, people tend to sort of trade down. Yeah, but they got problems in Noel Leeming and Torpedo 7, both quite weak. Remember, they were strong during COVID, but there's a limit to how many times you go out and buy a new bike or a new TV. Torpedo 7, particularly a pain point for warehouse, $22 million loss on Torpedo 7. Now, management's still committed to the brand, but questions from elsewhere, I think, is going to start to be asked. A theme we've talked about quite a bit, Mike, they told us yesterday their third quarter sales, Q3 sales, look very different from second quarter sales. So sales in August and September have weakened. So you've got to change there, the activity waning. Should we go there on Weet-Bix Gate? Should we do it? So warehouse are trying to grow their grocery offering. If you're not up to speed with this, they're competing with the duopoly of Foodstuffs and Countdown. They have been selling the big boxes of Weet-Bix of $6 a box. That's very cheap. Sanitarium, who make Weet-Bix, have told Warehouse they can't supply them anymore because of capacity issues. Warehouse have complained to the Commerce Commission. It all looks very odd, and I think there's more to come on that story, Mike. There'll be more detail coming out, but something is up there.
Yes, there is. Not very Christian, is it, if you know what I mean? No.
Not at all, not at all.
What are the numbers?
So we're getting a bit of reprieve on the US share markets for the last day of the month, which is good because it has been a very weak month. The Dow Jones is up 110 points at the moment. That's about a third of a percent, 33,660. The S&P 500 up 0.65 of a percent, 27 points, 4301. And the NASDAQ is up 1%, 13,223. The FTSE 100 overnight gained 8 points, 7,601. The Nikkei yesterday was down 1.5%, so quite weak, 500-point loss there, 31,872. Shanghai Composite up 3,310. The ASX 200 lost 6 yesterday, 7,024. The NZX 50 was quite weak, down 139 points, 1.23%, 11,178. Kiwi dollar, 0.5965 against the US, 0.9287 against the Aussie, 0.5650 euro, 0.4889 against the pound, 89.04 Japanese yen. Gold, weaker again, $1,863.56. And Brent crude, still up there, $95.68.
Have a great week, you mate. See you next week. JMIWealth.co.nz, Andrew Callagher.